welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
And welcome to Nature Spirituality with Selena Fox. Tonight's podcast is an encore of an episode of Nature Magic from December 22, 2015, where Selena discussed the week-long Roman pagan winter solstice festivities of Saturnalia and ways that its symbols, foods, traditions, and merrymaking have contributed to Christmas celebrations, New Year's parties, and contemporary pagan Yuletide.
Good evening. Welcome to Nature Magic. This is Selena Fox. And tonight, we explore the winter solstice in a number of ways. In particular, we're going to take a look at Saturnalia and related festivals of old Rome, how it was celebrated back in ancient times, and ways that those celebrations have now gone across cultures around the world and are part of holiday celebrations, not only Christmas, but contemporary pagan Yuletide. I'd like to begin with a Saturnalia poem. I created this on solstice night back in 1994. And I shared this at Circle Sanctuary's public winter solstice celebration in Madison, Wisconsin. And as part of our multicultural winter solstice celebration, also known as the winter solstice pageant, we include contemporary observances and customs of winter solstice, but we also draw on those from the past, and Saturnalia being one of the principal sources that brings forth traditions, customs, processes, symbols, foods, and delights into holiday times, now and in years to come. Saturnalia poem. It is the middle of December. The nights are longer. The weather is colder. Winter comes. Celebration is at hand. Renewing bonds of friendship. Visiting with family and friends, exchanging gifts with loved ones, candles, dolls, cookies, sweets, holly, wreaths of green, surprises, courts close, battles stop. Time off from school and work. Holiday break. Singing, dancing, games, merrymaking, food, lots of food and drink. Great feast and parties. To celebrate the sun, the land, the ancient ones, the great circle of nature, to welcome in the winter and the new year, to bring forth renewal, peace, and joy. Solstice present, solstice past. This is the legacy of Saturnalia, week-long pagan Winter Solstice Festival of Ancient Rome. Saturnalia, your spirit and these traditions live on in the world today, in Christmas feasts and New Year's parties, in our winter solstice celebrations. Bless our connection with the ancients. Bless our connection with each other. Bless our connection with future generations. We rejoice. Yo, Saturnalia. Yo, Saturnalia. Yo, Saturnalia. Saturnalia gets its name from the ancient Roman pagan god Saturn, the god of agriculture. In ancient Greece, his name was Cronos. Saturn had and has a variety of symbols and associations. The sickle, symbol of the harvest, but also has become connected with what's known as Father Time. Indeed, in ancient Greece, Cronos not only was connected with agriculture, but with time. And as Rome expanded its domain, had contact with Greek peoples, many of the lore, traditions, and symbols of various deities were imported and blended with the Roman pantheon. Saturn gives his name to this festival, which in the early days of the Republic of Rome was December 17th and 18th. During the Empire, the celebration of Saturnalia extended to a week, and there were some other associated holidays which caused the holiday season to be even longer. There were a series of associated holiday festivals happening in December and in early January. The Consolia marked the end of the sowing season, and that festival typically happened on December 15th and was a precursor to the Saturnalia. There is also a festival called Dies Juvenalis, a coming of age for young men. And it typically was in mid-December, and sometimes that coincided with the expanded Saturnalia. A festival by the name of Brumalia was celebrated in ancient Greece as well as in Rome. There was actually winter solstice day, and on the pre-Julian calendar, it was December 25th. The Feast of Sol Invicta, the Unconquered Sun, was established in 274 in the Common Era. That too was December 25th, which was considered the winter solstice. So the Feast of Sol Invicta and the Brumalia were precursors to Christmas December 25th. During the early years, Christianity was more hidden. There was persecution, not only in Rome, but in other parts of the empire. And as Christianity grew, some Christians saw that the Saturnalia time was a great time to be able to get together because people were very busy with their revelry, and it was a safer time to gather. In the early days of Christianity, Jesus' birth was not celebrated at all. The focus was on the crucifixion and resurrection in the Christian tradition. So it was several hundred years after Jesus was said to have lived and died that the birthday of Jesus was started to be celebrated as Christmas. There's legend and lore about how this came to be, but most agree that as the Roman Empire legalized Christianity and then Christianity started becoming the dominant religion, that the old pagan celebrations of winter solstice time, the Saturnalia, the Brumalia, the Feast of Sol Invicta, these celebrations were going to continue. So a Christian face was put on these old Roman pagan celebrations. Indeed, not only did the date of Christmas coincide with the culmination of Saturnalia and the winter solstice observances, but many of the ways of celebrating were woven into the celebration of Christmas. So tonight, I'm going to share some of those traditions and also talk about what the legacy of Saturnalia is. Saturnalia was celebrated by Roman pagans for hundreds of years during the Republic and the Empire time. And it was celebrated by other people who were living in Roman Empire-controlled spaces and places. The Saturnalia gives to us the concept that you celebrate on more than one day and night. And so the tradition of having a winter solstice celebratory season has its roots back at Saturnalia. The Saturnalia was shortly followed by Janus Day, January 1st, the beginning of the calendar year. And there is also a Blessing of the Fields Rural Festival, January 3rd to 5th, the Compitalia. And so celebrations happened quite often throughout the year in the Roman, amongst Roman people. But the Saturnalia is the one that many people are most familiar with because it does live on in a variety of different forms. Indeed, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, for the change of the calendar year, not only has the Janus Day component, but there's also Saturnalia, you might call it time release Saturnalia, or extended Saturnalia. The revelry of that festival continues to happen in holiday parties and New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. So merrymaking, a big tradition, and really having a good time. Changing the normal course of daily life. So during the Saturnalia and for other winter solstice traditions inspired by Saturnalia, there is a change from daily routine. Now, this can take a number of different forms. One is to make space for the celebration. Another is that some of the places that are usually functioning during most of the year get shut down. So schools would close. So the winter break that happens in many parts of the world today has its roots in the tradition of closing down schools and taking a break from education and studies during Saturnalia. Courts would close as well. And the business of conducting government, taking a break from that as well. The tradition of peace that is widespread, not only amongst pagans of different paths and ethnic origins, but within Christianity and within secular holiday celebration, the emphasis on making peace, being an agent of peace, having peace on earth. Making peace was very much part of the Saturnalia. Although the Roman peoples and society had a strong military presence as part of functioning, and wars typically were happening throughout the year in various places, especially during the Roman Empire time. One way to keep the Saturnalia, stop fighting. Stop wars. So as much as possible, amongst the troops that were stationed in different parts of the empire and within Rome itself, there was the change of pace. Active war making was halted to whatever extent that was indeed possible. And in addition to stopping fighting, the focus of making peace was also prevalent. And people might settle disputes, clear away the old as the old year passed, the old solar year came to a conclusion. The idea of making space to let some different activities come to be and to have a good time. So part of the celebration was getting together with others, and part of the celebration was getting some rest and relaxation. There's very much a focus on getting together with family during the Saturnalia. And there were celebrations within households. But there is also a focus on renewing and deepening friendship relationships. And people would go and visit each other in their homes during this holiday time. As is commonplace in America and some other parts of the world for the happy holiday seasons of December. Saturn, as god of agriculture, was honored as well as the conclusion of harvest. So the Saturnalia was paying respects to this god of agriculture, as well as taking a break from the various agricultural activities. Being in the Mediterranean and Mediterranean climate, much milder kinds of winter than some other parts of Europe. And due to that, even though things might be growing, there was a period of time, winter break, where one would give thanks for harvest and do some blessing of fields, but take a break from active agricultural planting and harvesting. Within the Saturnalia celebrations, there were a variety of different deities that were honored during this time period. In addition to Saturn, there was his partner, Ops, O-P-S, the goddess of plenty, a kind of goddess of agriculture as well, a kind of Mother Earth figure. Now, she was partner to Saturn, but she also had connections with Consus of the grains. And the Consualia, which was on December 15th, was dedicated to that god form. She was also honored at other times of the year, had a festival in August as well. But in the Saturnalia, she too was honored. Her specific festival date within the Saturnalia period was December 19th, and in the expanded form of Saturnalia, it was the 19th and the 20th. Her festival was known as the Opalia. There was the goddess of young manhood, Juvenatus. And as we mentioned earlier, at the beginning of January, Janus, the god of beginnings and gates. He was a solar god of daybreak, a creator god, often shown with two faces, facing in different directions. January, the month that starts our calendar year, gets its name from this ancient Roman pagan god, whose celebration came right after the Saturnalia concluded. Sol Invicta was honored, the unconquered sun. This sun god was honored by Romans of many different backgrounds and places, but is very much linked in with the god Mithra from Persia, or what's now Iran. Roman soldiers, as they traveled into the Middle East and connected with the rites of Mithra, or Mithras, found an affinity there, and as they returned to Rome, they brought some of the traditions and the practices, the Mithraic traditions. So Sol Invicta was added to the pantheon of Roman deities, and the festival of the unconquered sun, the birth of the unconquered sun, December 25th, capped off the Saturnalia festivities. Some of the legacies of Saturnalia and contemporary holiday celebrations include religious rituals, the idea of celebrating solstice in community with others, using ritual to honor the divine, to give thanks for abundance, to pray for continued prosperity. Religious rituals continue to happen today for winter solstice and Christmas. And in addition to community forms, there's also personal religious rituals, religious rituals of the household and of the family. Another legacy of Saturnalia mentioned previously is that you celebrate and do feasting, gift giving, and other customs over a period of several days and nights. And certainly going into December holiday seasons in the Northern Hemisphere, the festivals of winter solstice, of Yuletide, there are a variety of opportunities to do celebrations in different ways. One of the advantages of having multiple days and nights in celebrating a sacred time is there's room to get together with different people and to enact different religious rituals and festival celebrations. Some of the iconic figures that we have as part of Yuletide celebrations in 21st century America and other parts of the world have their roots in the divine forms of Saturnalia. Indeed, Saturn himself appears as Father Time. That imagery especially comes about with New Year's Eve and New Year's Day advertisements and storytelling. And in the figure of Santa Claus, some depictions of the Santa Claus figure in contemporary times show Santa crowned with holly. Holly was sacred to Saturn. And often the Santa figure is seen as not only generous, but well-fed. And while Saturn did not have a red and white Santa suit with a big black buckle or a belt with a gold buckle and black shoes, as you're going to see a lot of depictions in America over the last half century plus, you will find that the jovial nature, the plump nature, has some roots in the Saturn figure of Saturnalia. Even in some parts of Europe, Amsterdam, for example, you will see under the surface of Saint Nicholas, a Christian bishop from Turkey, who some say was a historical figure, others say was legendary. St. Nicholas has Saturn as part of that tradition as well. In fact, some St. Nicholas places in not only Holland, but other parts of Europe and the Middle East were originally Saturn places. Saturn is the Holly King, Santa, Father Time, Saint Nicholas, all woven together into one. And in the Dickens tale, A Christmas Carol, and its various film depictions, one of the spirits of Christmas in the Christmas Carol is actually a depiction of the Saturnalia god Saturn, the ghost of Christmas present, often seen in long flowing robes, sometimes holding a cornucopia, symbol of plenty, typically crowned with a holly wreath. Ops, the goddess of plenty, is a type of holy mother. And there's definitely divine feminine underpinnings to contemporary pagan Yuletide traditions and Yuletide and winter solstice across cultures. While Ops certainly is a contributor to that tradition as well. Sometimes she's depicted as her symbol, the cornucopia, rather than actually depicted in an anthropomorphic form. What's another legacy of Saturnalia? Sacred flames. New fires were kindled to represent the new solar year. Candles were lit. And candles were a traditional gift that was exchanged amongst family and friends during the Saturnalia, just as candles are gifts in 21st century winter solstice celebrations amongst pagans of many paths. Another legacy of Saturnalia that's in contemporary holiday celebration is that of decorating with greens. Rope garlands of greenery, spiraling around pillars, draped across balconies, hung above doorways, wreaths, garlands, arrangements, greenery representing the continuity of life, holly, sacred to Saturn, figured prominently in Saturnalia decorating, not only in homes, but in the public square. We talked earlier about time off from work and to have multiple days off at this time of year. That's something that continues to this day. And some people will take additional vacation days as part of their Yuletide break. Being able to relax with family and friends and also to have some quiet time to self. That's the quiet side of Saturnalia that also continues to be part of celebrations of midwinter or winter solstice and Christmas. And certainly having that relaxation is a way of recharging one's energy. Giving gifts. Now, some of the traditional gifts, the dolls, the candles, the sweets, the cookies that I mentioned in the poem, certainly are part of holiday celebrations today, and they have their roots amongst the Saturnalia traditions. Small dolls were given to children, male and female, and candles were often exchanged amongst friends. Many people today that have the stocking gifting tradition with Christmas and or pagan Yuletide will include in stockings gifts of citrus fruit. That goes back to the Saturnalia. Fruit was given, and fruit was representing increase, abundance. Feasting has been part of Yuletide celebrations across cultures in many parts of the world. Well, with Saturnalia, it was a major part of the celebration. There would be ongoing food, food out, big meals, feasting, and certainly part of the merrymaking and the revelry included drinking, and that certainly continues to be part of holiday celebrations throughout December and first part of January and different parts of the world. Drinking is a tradition amongst many for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day celebrations, but for others, it extends into other holiday seasons in the here and now. With certainly having a good time and enjoying food and drink was part of Roman Saturnalia. The idea of paper hats or soft hats, pelei, they were worn as Saturnalia banquets to signify informality. So if you go to a New Year's Eve party and put on some type of paper hat, think about the informal hats, the cutting loose and having fun hats that were actually part of the Saturnalia celebrations as well. Music and dance, wonderful way to welcome in the new solar year. The type of music, the kinds of musical instruments that are being used in 21st century world are going to differ for the most part from what was available in ancient Rome. But the concept and the practice of having music and having that for entertainment, for rejoicing, is something that can enhance all sorts of holiday celebrations. The making of peace, one of the most important parts of Yuletide and Christmas and New Year's celebrations in contemporary times, is also something that was important in ancient times. And so one of the things that we can do as we think about Saturnalia and we look at its legacies is to have our own forms of these traditions, to weave them into our own holiday mixes. So what I'd like to do now is guide a short Saturnalia meditation. And I invite you that are able to close your eyes and shift gears and go into a meditative state to do so. And for those who are listening and that's not something that you're able to do as you're listening live, know that this podcast will be archived, and you'll be able to listen to it later as you do your own kind of meditations. So find a comfortable place to be. Take some deep, slow breaths to center yourself. And then imagine a circle of radiant white light forming around you to bless, protect, and energize your ceremonial space. Take what time that you need to relax. To envision a circle of light around you. And then in your mind's eye, a screen appears. And on that screen, you see a scene from old Rome. You see beautiful pillars on buildings, evergreen garlands spiral around the columns. You see baskets of greens from the rural area that have been brought to this place. You select greens and you join in decorating outside and inside. And projecting yourself into this place. You recognize that you can connect more fully with the magic of Saturnalia through this journey across time and space. You are in ancient Rome now. You are in the garb of one who is a citizen of the empire. And as you journey through your imagination to ancient Rome, you do so to strengthen your understanding and your connection with the legacies of Saturnalia. You find yourself going down a main road, headed to a temple. And as you get to the temple and walk in, you are greeted by the priesthood. And you are taken into a room with a great altar. And on the altar are depictions of Saturn and Ops. You stand before the altar and you honor Saturn and Ops. And as you do, they appear before you. Together they are holding a large cornucopia. It's glowing with light. And they invite you to reach in and to take a gift. And as you do, you connect with an amulet. And as you hold it in your hands, it serves as a key to bring forth guidance for you. Be one with the magic of Saturnalia. Give thanks to Saturn and Ops. And as they disappear from view, one of the attendants in the temple invites you to go to a wonderful brazier and to put some incense over the burning coals. And you do. And vast billows of smoke float around you. And you have a sense to look deep into the smoke to get a message. And as you do, you reflect on whatever message, symbol, sensation comes to you. And you prepare to leave the temple and you give thanks to those who have been part of your experience there. And you move out into the street and you go down a side street to a place that is your home. And as you enter your home, you reflect a few moments on your connections. And in this home space, you look around and you see this home has been decorated as well. And on a pedestal in one part of the room where you are is a beautiful bowl. And as you go over to it and gaze into it, you see that there's water there. And light, twinkling light, appears in the fluid, in the bowl. And you have a sense to take bits of that water and to anoint yourself. And as you do, you experience enhanced vitality and energy. And now you find your way back out into the street and you're headed off to the home of a friend. And as you enter, people are having a great celebration and you join in. There's singing, there's feasting, making merry. And as you are in the scene, you feel the joy, the connections, and you draw that into yourself to energize and connect. You give thanks to those around you. You give thanks to Saturn and Ops. You give thanks to the magic of Saturnalia. And you journey now through time and space back to the here and now. Reflect a few moments on how you are celebrating solstice this year. Reflect on the traditions, the legacies of Saturnalia. Giving and receiving. Charity work, helping others less fortunate. Taking a break from day-to-day life. Getting together with loved ones, whether it's face-to-face, phone calls, social media, emails, other means. Greenery. Spiritual rituals. Having fun. Music. Joy and peace. Hope. And as you reflect and connect, let us all give thanks for the magic and the spirituality of celebrating solstice. And as time unfolds in this present time, let us remember that we connect with the ancient past as we keep the solstice and we lay the groundwork for solstice futures. We celebrate, we contemplate, we appreciate the magic of spirituality and solstice time. I wish you a wonderful holidays time, by whatever name or names you call it, in whatever way or ways that you keep it.
to ride the storm. For their tombs they swallowed the rising sun. The Mavern is always reborn. Reborn, oh.
So come, all you people, come and sing with me. Join our voices and sing the long nights away. All over the land a chorus of voices will sing. For the rising sun on midwinter's day.
Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.